We have found our guest, Peter Vlahos, in Danny Green. He's been training tonight, and his big fight with Anthony Mundine is not too far away. He joins us on the line now. Danny, good evening to you.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good morning. A bit disorientated, are you?
I'm just walking out the gym, mate. So
I was just going to say, probably sweating profusely. How did the session go?
Yeah, awesome, man. I just told them, boys, I'm just walking down this back alleyway. I turned the light on. Hold on one sec, boys.
Yeah, well, this is live radio. Danny has just finished his training session. He's a bit disorientated.
Actually, Danny, do you mind if we give you a call back in about 5 minutes?
No, I'm not disorientated. I'm good, man. Now I'm ready to go.
You good? Okay, you're ready to go. Danny, training preparations right in there. How much are you looking forward to this fight?
Yeah, can't wait. Just knocked out 8 hard, solid rounds with a world-class fighter and, a young guy too. And, I felt really, really good, recovered excellent and picked off some, I was really, really happy with the way I moved around and picked off some really nice shots, speeds. Yeah, like, probably sound like I'm pretty happy with myself, but, when you just punch on for 8 hard rounds and you perform well, it's very, very, very reassuring and just leaves you with a really nice feeling living training, boys.
Danny, you look fit even if you're not preparing for a fight, so I'm just wondering how cut you are at the moment. You've done this many, many times preparing for a fight. Is there a feeling inside Danny Green that this is just going nicely, the preparation?
Look, Pete. Every preparation, you have your ups and your downs. You have your injuries, and it can go well, and then some next day can be turned upside down. So we just go from day to day because I've had some pretty bad injuries going into it. But I've been waxing and waning and just kind of going with it. But my strength trainer Ray Franklin, who quit his job to come out 10 weeks prior to the fight because he's a blind rehabilitation specialist in the United States for soldiers and. He's a strength trainer for former NFL players and a lot of fighters, and he's been in the fight game for a long time, and he's also extremely well-versed in the human body and knows my body very well. So he's done an outstanding job with rehabilitating my injuries and keeping me on track and just rehabbing my my injuries and just getting me to a point where I'm able to punch out 8 solid hard rounds for the last couple of weeks, and we're 3 weeks out tomorrow from the fight, and I'm really, really happy where things are, boys.
Yeah, it's not too far away. February 4 at the Adelaide Oval. Danny, there's been obviously a few headlines over the last couple of days just about the weight discrepancy that'll be between yourself and Anthony Mundine. In your point of view, can you just explain how you think it's all going to unfold?
Oh, I'm tired of it, boys. It's a crock of shit, excuse my language, but it's just, seriously, it's such a fabrication, and with all respect, you guys lap it up. The truth of the matter is, when I fought as a cruiserweight, I wasn't a cruiserweight. I was only walking around 87 kilo. I was sculling litres of water before weighing to weigh 88 kilos. The limit's 90.7, and I was, fighting guys when the belt went, I was giving away 10 kilos. Mundine weighed 89, 90 kilo when he played first grade footy. I've never weighed 90 kilo in my life. His last fight, he weighed in at 70 kilo. He would have been 70 kilo for all of a minute. And then he would have put the weight straight back on. He would have gone into the ring at 75. Since then, since over a year and a bit gone since he fought, he wouldn't have been, anything less than 78 kilos. When the bell goes, he might be 79, 80 kilo, 81 kilo. I weigh in at 83. I do not put on weight, especially when I've been carrying the weight, walking around at a lighter weight for so long. I've been losing the weight for a year, so I'm not a big guy. So I'll probably go in 84.5 kilo. That's it. And he'll go in probably 80, 81. So all this talk is absolute baloney. If you guys want to keep believing it, I've just told you exactly the truth. That's the truth. You want to believe it, believe it. If you want to believe other shit, go for it.
Yeah, and saying that, because it's such a unique fight, and it's 10 years ago when you had that first one, and now you're both...
And I will say, the biggest imbecile in Australian sport, Jeff Fenwick, is the one that's banging on about it. And he was okay to throw me in against James Toney in 2004, when James Toney won the heavyweight world title months later, and was stripped because of steroids. So he threw me in against James Toney. He was a known killer in the ring, in the gym. He's notorious for knocking out sparring partners. His coach told us he was on steroids. He couldn't get his head inside the head guard for 2 days, so he had to postpone sparring. But Jeff thought, hey, that's cool. I'll throw this super middleweight who's 80 kilos ringing wet in with a guy who's weighing at least 215 kilo. But, it's okay to him to talk about all this crap. So anyone's believing the bloke comes out of that guy's mouth. So
Danny, you know, you're talking about the media. I suppose if the media wants something controversial, because that bridge has never been mended between Jeff Fenwick and Danny Green over the years, you go to Jeff Fenwick and you'll say something. So that's what you're telling us, isn't it?
Hey, Pete, I'll give you something too, mate.
Yeah.
I never did anything. I've always acted with Danny, but I will not sit back and be a wool duck to an imbecile.
Yeah.
So, you know, I will sit there and I'll not defend myself. I don't have to defend myself. Everyone knows what the guy's like. He's, you know, he's literally, he's that bitter he makes a lemon squeeze its eyes open. So, you know, he's what he is. And I'm glad he's talking because he's given us more press.
I was just going to say, Danny, regardless of what people say, and everyone's got opinions before major events, in the end, it's publicity. The talking will be done when you and Mundine get into the ring. And there's no question whether you're interested now or not as much interested now, when the actual event happens, there'll be a huge amount of interest.
I expect so, mate. And I got asked a question today, Pete, from a reporter in Sydney, and he asked me a question about, you know, the fight, and, you know, have you been longing to do the rematch? Just like, hang on, I think, you know, when I thought about it, I said, hey, I just thought about this, mate. The actual media and the public are the ones who have been asking for this. I never, you know, every time I'd hold a press conference for another fight or do something, well, whenever there was anything surrounding myself or Mundine, I was never coming out and saying, hey, this is what's going on. I was simply answering or replying from something that he'd said and answering the media. I never just called a press conference and said, hey, let's fight. I was answering what the media had asked me. So the media really have called for this fight because since the fight took place in 2006, the original, I've answered questions to the media about when's it going to happen, what's going to happen, why is it happening, when, all this kind of stuff. I'm just answering questions. And now the media have kind of pushed it, and it's been great. So I'm glad they've done a huge job hyping it up. And I think the most important thing, boys, is the fight's real. We don't get on, we don't like each other, and people want to see the fight.
That's absolutely true. Danny, thank you very much for your time. We've just run out of time, whereas we're almost at the news. But all the best. The fight on February 4, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people tuning in.
You can tell I've just finished sparring because I don't stop talking when I'm
on. Danny, we love it.
He is on a high, Danny Green. Thanks, mate. Good luck.
Thanks very much, boys. Appreciate it.
Danny Green there, and his fight against Anthony Mundine on February 4.